Did you say?
Violet said. But the sweated Snow Scout shook his head as if it was not safe to talk. Violet looked at her brother and then at the Scout, wishing she could see both of their faces behind their masks. The initials of Volunteer Feline Detectives, of course, spelt VFD, the name of the organization they were looking for. But were these initials a coincidence, as they had seemed to be so many times? Or was this mysterious Scout giving them some sort of signal?
I don't know what you kids are muttering about, Bruce said, but stop it this instant. It's not time for conversation. It's Snow Scout story time, when one Snow Scout tells a story to the other Snow Scout. Then we'll all eat marshmallows until we feel sick and go to sleep on a heap of blankets, just like we do every year. Why don't our new Scouts tell the first story?
I should tell the first story, whined Carmelita. After all, I'm the false spring queen.
But I'm sure the travellers will have a wonderful story to tell, the sweated Scout said. I'd love to hear a very fascinating drama. Klaus saw his sister raise her hands to her head and smiled. He knew Violet had instinctively begun to tie her hair up in a ribbon to help her think, but it was impossible to do so with a mask on. Both the Baudelaire minds were racing to figure out a way to communicate with this mysterious Scout, and the children were so lost in thought that they scarcely heard Carmelita Spatz insulting them.
"Stop sitting around, cake-sniffers," Carmelita said. "If you're going to tell us a story, get started."
"I'm sorry for the delay," Violet said, choosing her words as carefully as she could. "We haven't had a very fun day, so it's difficult to think of a good story." "I didn't realize this was a sad occasion," said the sweated Scout. "Oh, yes," Klaus said. "We've had nothing to eat all day, except for some vinegar-flavoured doughnuts." "And then there were the snow gnats," Violet said. "They behaved like violent, frozen dragonflies." "When they form an arrow," Klaus said, "they're more like a voracious, fierce dragon." "Or a vain, fat dictator, I imagine," the Scout in the sweater said, and gave the Baudelaires a masked nod, as if he had received their message.
"This is the most boring story I have ever heard," Carmelita Spatz said. "Uncle Bruce, tell these two that they're both cake-sniffers."
"Well, it wouldn't be very accommodating to say so," Bruce said, "but I must admit that the story you were telling was a little dull, kids. When Snow Scouts tell stories, they skip everything boring and only tell the interesting parts. That way, the story can be as accommodating, basic, calm, darling, emblematic, frisky, grinning, human, innocent, jumping, kept limited, meek, nap-loving, official, pretty, quarantined, recent, scheduled, tidy, understandable, victorious, wholesome, xylophone, young, and zippered as possible."
"I'll show these cake sniffers how to tell an interesting story,"
Carmelita said.
"Once upon a time, I woke up and looked in the mirror, and there I saw the prettiest, smartest, most darling girl in the whole wide world. I put on a lovely pink dress to make myself look even prettier, and I skipped off to school, where my teacher told me I looked more adorable than anyone she had ever seen in her entire life, and she gave me a lollipop as a special present."